Chapter 9. Famous Scottish Writers. Sir Walter Scott, 1771 to 1832. Sir Walter Scott was born in Edinburgh. He was a very popular author and wrote many books, including Ivanhoe. But Scott is also famous for a very different reason. In 1707, England and Scotland joined together to become Great Britain with one monarch, Queen Anne, 1665 to 1714. The Scottish authorities didn't need the Scottish crown jewels anymore, so they put the jewels in a chest in Edinburgh Castle and forgot about them. Over 100 years later, Prince George wanted to use the jewels in a ceremony, but nobody remembered their hiding place. In 1818, Walter Scott searched for the jewels and found them in the castle. Prince George expressed his gratitude by giving him the title of Sir. In 1820, the prince became King George IV, and 2 years later, he visited Scotland. Scott organised 3 days of special events to honour the royal visit. King George arrived in a kilt, and the Scottish people appreciated this gesture of friendship to Scotland. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, 1859 to 1930. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born in Edinburgh and studied medicine there. His professor, Dr. Joseph Bell, was very observant, and Doyle based his most famous character, Sherlock Holmes, on him. Doyle wrote more than 60 novels about the detective and other famous stories like The Lost World, too. Robert Louis Stevenson, 1850 to 1894. Robert Louis Stevenson was born in Edinburgh. He wasn't a healthy child, and as a boy spent many weeks in bed with only books for company. This made him love literature and writing. He wanted to study literature at university, but his father, an engineer, was horrified. "You must study something serious," he said, "like engineering." Obediently, Stephen started to study engineering at Edinburgh University, but detested it. He changed to law and continued suffering. After graduating as a lawyer, Stevenson travelled around Europe. He earned money by publishing articles about his adventures. He then met Fanny Osborne and they were married in 1880. Returning to Britain, Stevenson refused to work as a lawyer. Instead, he wrote books including Treasure Island and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. His books were very popular with the public, and finally, his father recognised his talent as a writer. Stevenson believed warm weather could help his health, so he bought some land in Western Samoa and went to live there in 1890. Sadly, he didn't get better, and he died at the young age of 44.